Good morning. Welcome to the Delayed Henry Rain Show here on WWPR 1490 AM. Thank you for your indulgence today as we had a little technical issues trying to get started, but I look forward to the time that we're going to spend together today. And coming up at about 20 minutes from now, we'll be speaking with Tramell Gomes. He is the host of the Rotunda podcast, the weekly podcast that's available in a number of venues, most notably as a weekly feature of the Tallahassee Democrat. And he will be here to talk about the wrapping up Florida legislative session and what we might be able to expect from that. Lots to talk about in the news today, and I assume that most of you probably thought it would be about Donald Trump. And it is about Donald Trump, but it's probably in some of the different aspects that you may have been expecting, because if you watch MSNBC and somewhat gleeful coverage there and some shows, and the totally opposite Fox News and the CNN in between there and there, talking about the details of the revelations and things like that. I want to tell you right now, because most of the people, I'm assuming most of the people, probably have followed this show or found this show from the progressive point of view and the liberal point of view, if you will. But one of the things that over the more than 12, 13, 14 years, whatever it's been, that I've been doing some form of show on the radio, I've tried to be accurate. And one of the things, besides accuracy, is interpretation and trying to see something a little bit beyond the immediate and what the outcomes will be. So what I want to talk about today, at least in the opening part, because we do want to get to some of the implications of President Trump's trip to Saudi Arabia, is progressives out there are watching this news, and as I said, some reporting almost gleeful about it. You better watch out for what you're wishing for. Because some people are thinking, oh, this is going to lead to an impeachment. I actually tend to think if it were going that far, we would see a resignation a la Richard Nixon before we got to an impeachment. But the impeachment forces, the forces that are arraying against President Trump, are not those of the progressive left or liberal agenda. What you have is, not to sound conspiratorial, but you could use the term deep state. And for those people that have just recently discovered the term, and on mainstream media just recently discovered the term, and because they want to portray that as a conspiratorial idea. No, when you study foreign affairs, when you study places like Turkey or China, or other foreign entities and nations, you're talking about the deep state. There are financial interests in every nation. There are financial interests in assortments of nations. There are transnational interests that have an agenda. And the fact that they have a common agenda, they have common interests, you don't need to create a club for a conspiracy. You don't need to create a club of oil executives who know that they want more exploration, less regulation. You don't need to create a club for bankers like that. Oh, you know, we could call it the Trilateral Commission. We could call it the Bilderberg Group. You don't need to create a club for the rich and powerful. You have common interests. And it has always been so. Whether you want to go back to Italy in the Renaissance and the Venetian bankers and how they manipulated silver and gold to fund the Crusades, whether you want to go back to Jesus Christ turning over the temples of the moneylenders in the Temple of Jerusalem, which happened to have 10,000 employees, you think the Pharisees might have had a common interest in the status quo? Do you think they had to form a club of Pharisees within the Pharisees to know what their interests were? There are reasons that everything is coming together against President Trump right now. And they aren't about getting a livable wage, a $15 an hour minimum wage. They aren't about getting health care for all. They aren't about providing access to education and college education to the American people. They're because they are faced with a situation where the American people have elected a president. Yes, they elected this president. You can blame James Comey. You can blame the media. You can blame whoever you want. But the fact is that President Donald Trump was elected. He didn't win the popular vote, but he was popularly elected in a system that we have. And what you are seeing is a slow-motion coup d'etat in this country. What? What? Are you kidding me? A slow-motion coup d'etat? Well, that's just my observation. But, oh, no, no, things like that don't happen in this country. There isn't things like that that go on. Well, we could talk about the multiple assassinations that have happened to presidents in our country. Amazing how many lone gunmen we have, but we won't even have to go into that. Let's go a little bit less final than an assassination. How about those of you that do the Google, try General Smedley Butler. Who was General Smedley Butler? Well, he was the general, the Marine general, Congressional Medal of Honor winning general, that associates of J.P. Morgan contacted after Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected. They feared for their interests, the financial interests of the United States, as they saw them, that were aligned with their personal financial interests. And they began the organization of a coup d'etat against Franklin Delano Roosevelt. What? Oh. Well, long-time listeners will know we talked about that a decade ago when people in Kingdom might have heard BBC radio specials about it, and people in Europe know about this, or at least the people of that generation knew about this. In fact, the American people, the United States citizens, knew about this when it happened because there were senatorial hearings, congressional hearings about the attempted coup d'etat against Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Leave that for your research. What about John Kennedy? President Kennedy. I'm not talking about the assassination. I'm talking about the fight between he and the CIA. The fight between the deep state of the United States of America, corporations like United Fruit that had vested interests in South America, deep state in the United States like mafia kingpins that had interests in the financial cash flow from Cuba, interests in oil companies, in getting access to markets and resources around the world. They came to a head in the Bay of Pigs operation, or the failed Bay of Pigs operation, when President Kennedy smartly pulled the plug on that CIA enterprise that was already well underway as the transition from President Eisenhower to President Kennedy. The planning, the momentum was going on. So those of you who don't think there's a deep state, how does something as big as an invasion of a sovereign nation happen in a transition time from one president to the other? So we know what happened to President Kennedy later, and we can all speculate on things like that. How about Richard Nixon? How about the Watergate comparison that everybody wants to make right now? That President Nixon, oh, and this is so Nixon-esque, this is so Watergate-esque. Well, it wasn't the Democrats that pushed President Nixon out of office. It was the Republicans. It was Howard Baker that came to him, Senator Howard Baker, that came to him and told him it was over. We had a war in Vietnam. We have oil crises. We have economic crises. We have wage and price controls. For those of you that are old enough to remember that socialist idea, that state authoritarian idea that the government would control wages and prices across industries. That wasn't good for the financial and business interests of the country. I wonder who he alienated. And now we have President Trump. And I don't think you could have someone who more viscerally opposed the administration's execution and policies than myself, other than a couple of common interests that we don't have time to go in right now. But for those of you that are thinking about what a removal of President Trump would mean, well, we can first look at Vice President Pence, and you can look at the policies that Vice President Pence sponsored and pushed when he was in the House of Representatives. You can see what he did as the governor of Indiana. And if nothing else, he is competent. He is aligned with the interests that control the House of Representatives in the United States. He's aligned with the interests that control the United States Senate. And he is aligned with the interests of financial barons like the Koch brothers and other captains of industry in this great United States of America. But you say, oh, no, Pence. Pence is, he's got questions about him too, as I'm seeing CNN, NBC talk about. He may be tainted. Oh, we'll wipe them all out. We'll clear them all out. Well, who comes down the chain of command next? House Speaker Paul Ryan. So if Pence was competent and efficient in the House of Representatives, I wonder how a former Speaker of the House would make as president while the Republicans control the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. No, what we would have is the Paul Ryan agenda. And any progressive, any liberal, any moderate, if they think about it, does not want the Paul Ryan agenda. If you're looking at Medicare, you don't want Paul Ryan agenda. If you're looking at Social Security, you don't want the Paul Ryan agenda. If you're looking at your taxes, you don't want the Paul Ryan agenda. If you're struggling to work at a relatively low-paying job and you have hope for a higher minimum wage, you don't want the Paul Ryan agenda. If you're trying to put your kids through college, you don't want the Paul Ryan agenda. If you're trying to find affordable health care, you don't want Paul Ryan's agenda. So what do you want? Well, first of all, for the good of the country, you don't want a popularly elected president to be removed from what is yet to be proved as a high crime and misdemeanor by a confluence of media interests, of financial interests, of industrial interests, of Republican conservative interests. If you go back and listen to show, was it just a week ago? A week ago on the Comey firing, that I was here with Augie Schmitz, and I said to Augie, the Trump administration and Jeff Sessions should have known better they have declared war on the intelligence community. When they fired Director Comey, FBI Director James Comey, everybody that worked under him knew that a purge was coming. Only the fact is, it was an incompetent purge because Donald Trump has no patronage constituency like a Bush clan or a Clinton clan or a Romney clan to fill the bureaucratic apparatus with. So by firing Comey, taking him off at the top, we have an entire level of upper-level bureaucrats and middle-level bureaucrats who know their jobs are on the line. And I told Augie, every single person close to President Trump and President Trump, every knife will be pulled. Every rock will be uncovered to destroy not only the Trump presidency, but every individual that has any connection or closeness with President Trump, because they will eviscerate that administration. And you're seeing it happen now. You're seeing the stories about Jared Kushner start to come out. Not just the ones from before about his influence, the ones about him being a person of interest, although they don't say that's who it is. You're seeing it about all the other individuals, the Flynns, Roger Stones, the Carter Pages. What happens when they come under the screws and they are looking at prison time? And I had a deep conversation with someone this week about whether or not there had been obstruction of justice, whether there was an impeachable offense. And first of all, with unnamed sources, accurate or not, that's not enough for a court of law. Plus, you have to have intent. Now, I admit that President Trump and his bumbling way of talking to the media and doing his tweets is building a circumstantial case against himself. But you don't want this. If you are aligned with the interests that I've mentioned before of the everyday person, of the common person, what you can hope for, what you can realistically hope for, is for this not to play out in the removal of a president. And sadly enough, what you can hope for this to play out is an administration that failingly attempts to govern, that goes through the motions of a presidency, that is incompetent in bringing any legislative agenda to the floor for a vote of significance. You can hope that the American people in the congressional districts that have not been gerrymandered to no competitiveness at all will look at what they had voted on themselves and decide, no, we need a change again. And for that to happen, you don't need a quick resolution of this. You don't need a year and a half of it being totally reversed and focused on the process of removing Donald Trump, so that the people that voted for him can now vote against the process, and those people that would be in opposition that they might, in a different situation, look at as a change. They can have, you don't want them to have all the same old enemies they had when they voted in 2016. You want them to see this administration and the Republican control of Congress that is aligned, that is nominally aligned in the Republican Party with this, and realize this is not what is in their best interest, what is not in these citizens of the United States' best interest. So how would that look? That would look like another 12 months of this flailing around, which will take us to May of next year, will take us to primary season, where hopefully Democrats will mount an effective campaign to regain the Senate, to regain Congress. And then, if that is a success, you might actually have a president that wants to salvage his legacy. And was a Democrat all his life anyway. You might have a chance of the values that those on the left, on the progressive, the liberal, the democratic, and independent agenda might actually benefit from. On the other side of the break, we'll be speaking with Tramell Gomes of the Rotunda podcast about matters more close to home here in Florida. You're listening to The Henry Ranch Show.